It was born out of the Cold War and maintained as the country's pivotal defence system. Trident is a fleet of four nuclear submarines based in Scotland. One sub is on patrol at all times, and it's over 1,000 times more powerful than the bomb that hit Hiroshima in 1945. Trident is the largest and most expensive British investment project, and it's time for its renewal. But at a time of austerity, the estimated £100 billion cost is staggering. And at a time when Britain openly criticises nuclear weapons while owning them itself, the argument for replacing Trident has become a controversial and sensitive issue. So much so that the decision whether to renew or not has been delayed until after the next general election. This isn't an issue any politician wants to touch now.
Nuclear weapons everywhere are symbols. They're not real weapons. They're just masks for political influence and status in the world. Politicians are inherently conservative, and they're fearful that if they stick their neck out and they actually say, actually now's the time for Britain to get rid of its nuclear weapons, they fear that they will also be seen as, now's the time for Britain to admit that we're irrelevant in the world.
Critics say Trident is outdated and its renewal is out of touch with voters. The latest poll indicates just how out of touch. Only 33% of over 35s believe Trident should be renewed. Among those younger, it's even lower, at only 19%. Only 38% agree that nuclear weapons are a deterrent, and only 6% think the government should be prioritising defence spending at all.
Generally, people are more caring about hospitals, schools, about the things, about everyday life, about what you might call human security and their own individual security. And there isn't an awareness of any particular threat. So if there's no threat, why do we have a nuclear submarine at sea all the time? It doesn't add up in people's minds.
Politicians have until 2016 to make what doesn't add up clearer to the public. Nargis Mobaleri, Press TV, London.